Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to episode 6.5 of How Did This Get Made? It is another mini episode. I'm Paul Scheer, and here's the deal. Twice a month, Jason Mantzoukas, June Diane Raphael, and I try to make sense of the movies that make no sense. Now, our next film is a movie that on paper sounds like a great one. It's got Sandra Bullock, Thomas Hayden Church, Bradley Cooper, Ken Jeong. It's from the producer of Miss Congeniality, which I think that's a good movie, right? I don't know. I've never seen it, but I'm going to give him that. I'm going to say it was a good movie. So you put all those pieces together and you expect a high quality film, a funny film, a great film. But no, you get a film that was ranked as one of the worst movies of the 2000s. Of the 2000s, that's 10 years. This is one of the worst. It has 6% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the critics call it an oddly creepy, sour film featuring a heroine so desperate and peculiar that audiences may be more likely to pity her than root for her. That movie is the 2009 classic All About Steve. Okay, now, what is this movie about? It's about a stalker. Yes, it's about an introverted stalker who lives at home with her parents, and she goes out and hunts down this cameraman for CNN. Now, I always feel like you can tell when there's a bad movie when the trailer is just awful, and the trailer for this is terrible. It has more narration than a book on tape. It has more lame music cues than you could possibly imagine. And, of course, it has the pratfall. This case, it's someone falling into a well, which you can't see on the radio, but you'll hear it, and you'll hear the whoa, and you'll know she fell into a well. I'm going to play the whole trailer for you. Normally, I just give you a clip, but this trailer is so bad. I don't even think you'll miss anything because it's so over-narrated. So take a listen to All About Steve.
Mary.
Yes?
Do you ever stop working long enough to, you know, like go out, go on a date?
Well, I have a date this evening.
Yeah, Steve. His mother probably thinks he's gay. So my parents are no doubt pimping me out to test his sexuality. Thanks. Better get going. I'm gonna fall in love and register at Barnes & Noble, have a beautiful wedding, little tiny plastic bride and groom on top of a cake posing like this.
If you ever want to see any grandchildren, you're gonna have to burn those damn boots.
For Mary.
Mayor, your date is here.
He's hot.
It was love at first sight.
Hey, Mary. I'm Steve.
She runs up.
So not gay.
Gets changed really hot.
For Steve.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you okay?
It was not.
Yeah.
There's a hurricane off the coast of Texas.
I gotta go to work. I really wish you could be there.
This fall.
I'm going to go meet Steve at his next job. Yeah, yes, it's a storm.
She's hitting the road.
Stop, please! Moon pies!
Want to go have Steve?
And the deeper they get.
You can't stay here.
But you said...
I'm a guy. We say things we don't mean.
Well, then, how do I know you mean what you're saying now when you said you didn't mean what you said?
The harder she's trying to win him over.
Or marry the blind date my parents set me up on.
You guys belong together.
That was a thought
from
bubble.
From producer of Miss Congeniality and 2 weeks' notice.
It's about choosing your path and just committing to it.
Sometimes it takes a second chance to realize.
We're going to take a break. Sure enough, like you to join me.
Will Steve be there?
Who do you think sent me?
Terrible song.
The ones who never fit in.
She sees things that other people don't.
And she doesn't pretend to be somebody that she's not.
Are the ones who really stand out.
Mary, they'll never change. For anybody.
But he'll need to figure it out before it's too late. Sandra Bullock.
That's when she fell in the well.
Did somebody fall in the mine?
Yep, mine. Sorry.
All About Steve.
And the whole trailer ends with them just rewinding the scene of her falling in the well back and forth. That's crazy. There are more sound effects in that than a Tom and Jerry cartoon. There is a thought bubble ding. And I have to say, listening to it, it still makes no fucking sense. This movie is obviously out on DVD. You can get it. Yeah, you're smart. If you're downloading a podcast, you know how to find a movie on DVD. You can get it on, you can't get it on Netflix Instant. But that hasn't stopped us in the past. It's on DVD. Go to your local Blockbuster if they're not bankrupt and rent it. Or just, you know, buy it. Spend the $2. enjoy yourself. Treat yourself right. Now, every episode of the show, we ask you to email us at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com or go onto our Facebook page at How Did This Get Made and participate in a little game. This week's game is simple. Since the premise of this movie is so bizarre and weird, I feel like All About Steve is too quaint of a name. It's too simple. This movie is scary. Like I said, it's an introverted girl who lives at her home with her parents, and she's stalking a cameraman that she had a first date on. So I want you to email us your titles, or more appropriate titles, for this film. So, you know, something like Stalking Steve, even though that seems a little too easy. Or like First Date Psycho. So email us your new titles for All About Steve. We'll read the best ones on air and or leave them on our Facebook page. And that is it. We will see you next Monday. That's our new schedule. Every Monday at midnight, new episodes come out. It's a mini, then a big one. Then a mini, then a big one. It goes like that all the time. I have to say, we have a special guest coming up soon. Just waiting on schedule. It's going to be good. That's a teaser that really gives you no information. Well, I did it anyway. All right, enjoy yourselves, and we'll see you next Monday for All About Steve.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.